So today we're going to talk about the Avodah of Chodesh Elul. So as we know, the Dorshei Rishumos tell us that the Avodah of Chodesh Elul is Merumes in the Rosh Tevis, of Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, which means I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. And what I find difficult about, before we even get into what Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li means, what I find difficult is that every morning we wake up, and the first thing we say in the morning when we wake up is Moed Ani L'Fanecha. I thank you, Rabbi Nishalaylam. And the question is, why don't we say Ani Moed L'Fanecha? Why do we say Moed Ani L'Fanecha? We should say Ani Moed L'Fanecha. I thank before you. Why do we say Moed before we say Ani? And the answer, I believe, is that a Yid shouldn't start the day with Ani. Oh, that's not the way a Yid starts. We don't start the day with I. We know how important humility is, and we know how challenging it is to be able to look away from to look out of ourselves. So, and the avodah of a yid is to make the Rabbeinu Shalom our priority and to make ourselves secondary. So we don't start the day with ani. We start the day with moida. Moida ani. So if that's the case, then how is it that the avodah of Chodesh Elul, which would seem that the whole avodah, working up towards Rosh Hashanah, which is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, accepting upon ourselves the kingdom of heaven, is making ourselves subservient to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So how is it that the avodah of Chodesh Elul begins with the word ani? Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. There's another pasuk in Shir HaShirim that starts with doidi li. Doidi li, my beloved is to me. Alai chukosai. And I yearn towards him. So it seems that that pasuk would be more appropriate to describe the avodah of Chodesh Elul. Why is ani? Why should the avodah of Chodesh Elul begin with the word ani? I. The Megal Amukos says that the avodah of Chodesh Elul is represented by the Rosh Tevis of Oroin, Luchos, v'Shivrei Luchos. Elul is Rosh Tevis. Oroin, Luchos, v'Shivrei Luchos. The Oroin, the Luchos, and the broken Luchos. What does this mean? What's the shaychus of that to the avodah of Chodesh Elul? So I believe we can understand this based on a vort that the Moreh Shamash brings in Parshas Re'eh. He brings from the Mechilas Lotshemer on the pasuk Parshas Ve'aschanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu relates to Klal Yisrael the whole episode of Matan Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Anochi oimed bein Hashem uvein Eichem." I stood between you. I stand between you and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says the Machlis Lotshevan that in this pasuk there is a very important lesson, and that is Anochi. A yid needs to know that the I, the ich, selfishness, ego, that is Oymed Ben Hashem Uben Eichem. That stands, that is a barrier between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom. If a Yid is invested in self, in their own ego, if a Yid has gaiva, if a Yid is arrogant, just preoccupied with self. If the Yid is preoccupied with the Anoichi, that is Oimed Bein Hashem Uveinecha. That is at the barrier between a Yid and a Rabbeinu Shlomo. Says the Mavar Shomesh that it's not a given that Anoichi is a bad thing. Because there is Anoichi, there is self-importance that is very, very essential to the Avodah of a Yid. That a Yid needs to know, the fact that a Yid needs to know that each and every person needs to know that my Avodah is important. That the Ribbono Shel Olam has nachas when I do a mitzvah. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is disappointed when I do an avera. That what I do actually makes a difference. That's essential for to the Avodah of a Yid. We all have that Yetzirah that tries to impress upon us that we don't make a difference. Whether it's that our mitzvahs don't make a difference, that our averas don't make a difference, we really don't take ourselves, and that's when we don't take ourselves seriously. So it's essential to avoid this Hashem that a Yid needs to have the Anoichi. A Yid needs to have the eye, a Yid needs to know the importance of themselves in order to approach their avoid. As the pasuk says, "Vayigbal libay b'darkei Hashem," a person needs to, the person's heart needs to rise when it comes to the ways to serving the Rabbi Nishalot. And it's not just that we need to convince ourselves of something this is not psychological. It's true. It's emes la'amitoi. Every mitzvah that a Yid does brings tremendous nachas to the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. And every avera that we do makes a tremendous difference in all of the olamos. Says the Mavar Shomesh, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. Re'eh, realize, Anoichi, this midah of Anoichi, which is the realization of self-importance. It can be a blessing and it can be a curse. Es habracha, when is it a blessing? If you use the Anoichi to listen to the mitzvahs, to realize one's self-importance in order to perform the mitzvahs and not to be over the avera, that's when Anoichi is a bracha. V'haklala, and when is Anoichi a klala? Im lo yisishmol mitzvahs Hashem alekechem. If we're just self-indulgent and we're preoccupied with ourselves to the point that we can't see others and we can't pay attention to anything besides ourselves, that's when Anoichi is a klala. So I believe that the Avoid of Chodesh El, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, is a Yid needs to know that there's an Ani. Before we approach the Ledoidi, before we give ourselves over to our beloved, we need to know that there's an Ani. There is, I make a difference. And my Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim is going to make a difference. If there is no Ani, there's no Rosh Hashanah Bechlal. And that's why the Megal HaMuka says that Elul is Rosh HaTevis Oroin Luchos V'Shivrei Luchos. Chazal tell us that the reason why the Oroin, the measurements of the Oroin are all halves. It was it's 2.5 amas wide, and it's an amma and a half tall. No, I'm sorry, 2.5 amas long, an amma and a half wide, an amma and a half tall. So it's all halves. Why halves? So Gemara says to teach us that a Talmud Chacham, in order to be zeichet the Torah, a person needs to break themselves. A person needs to be humble. a person needs to break the anoich. So you would think that the Oren can't tolerate anything that's whole. And if that's the case, then there's no room for the Ani. No, that's not the case. The Oren tolerates not just Shivrei Luchais. It doesn't just tolerate broken Luchais. It tolerates whole Luchais also, because it's important for a Yid not only to have the Shivrei Luchais, but to have the Luchais, the whole Luchais as well. Besides having the mid of humility, a person needs to have the whole Luchais, to know that to have the Ani, to have the Anoichi, to know that then my Avoda makes a difference. And I believe that that's whenever we celebrate a bar mitzvah, we're celebrating what are we celebrating? We're celebrating a katan becoming a gadol. Meaning that every yid is supposed to be a katan. Every yid is supposed to be small in their eyes. But such a person is not a bar das to know their own value. And it's very easy for a katan to say to themselves, I'm a small person, I don't make a difference. A bar mitzvah, we're celebrating a katan becoming a gadol, that meaning that he knows, he understands his godless. He understands his greatness. That's what a bar das means. A bar das means someone who understands their greatness. And that's why only such a person can be chayiv in mitzvahs. You can't be chayiv in mitzvahs somebody who's a katan, because they don't take themselves seriously. Perhaps that's why the Svarim tell us that the whole avoda of Chodesh Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Mechuvah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot is all to reach the Ato Hareis Ol Hadas. It's a Yid needs to reach that Das. The Das to be, we need to become a Bar Das. That's what the avoda is about. A Bar Das means to know our godless, to know what a difference we make. And if all of us become true gedolim, to be bnei das, to know that in order for there to be a ledoidi, there needs to first be an ani. And that the Oren tolerates not just shivrei luchos, but luchos as well. By realizing our own godless, by taking ourselves seriously, will be zoiche to exceed the chesim atoive, agit ki bet shiur, ashnas gula v'yeshua, v'vias mashiach tzedkenu b'mehera b'yomenu amen.